From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. There's been a lot of talk this week about whether the U.S. and its allies will stage a military intervention in Syria. That's amid increasing evidence that President Assad's regime is using chemical weapons against Syrian civilians. The debate over intervention still rages, as does the civil war in that country. One weapon being used in the conflict is the power to shut down the internet. Mashable reporter Lorenzo Franceschi Bicarai has been looking at this. Hi, Lorenzo.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me, how does Syria get its internet?
Well, Syria has three undersea cables that land in Damascus, and they have another one that comes from Turkey. And all landing points are controlled by the Syrian Telecommunication Establishment, which is a state-controlled internet provider.
Now, how easy is it then for Syria to shut off the internet?
Well, it's technically pretty easy because since they control the flow of internet from the outside world into the country, they can shut it down whenever they want. And that's supposedly what happened already two times in May and one time in November of 2012. All those three times the government denied being, you know, the culprit of the blackout, but experts said that that was really unlikely.
And as you've described here, it's fairly easy to make a phone call and basically shut off the internet to the country from a desktop. But for a sort of more prolonged shutdown, would they have to sort of unplug the cables or something like that underwater?
I mean, if you're able to shut down the internet for 19 hours like they did in May, you can just leave it shut down for as much time as you want. I think that the blackout lasted only 19 hours because they wanted it to last 19 hours.
So we know the country has shut down the internet in the past. Does this sort of thing work for the regime? And what are the experts you're talking to looking at?
Well, it's hard to, for example, when Egypt did it, the shutdown backfired because people basically went on the streets. I mean, a lot of experts at the time, I remember, were saying that it was a bad idea because even people that were not too politically active and didn't want to fight on the streets, they found that they couldn't get on the internet. And so they were like, okay, I'll just go on the streets and try to do something there.
Interesting. Lorenzo Franceschi Bicarai is a reporter at Mashable. Lorenzo, thank you.
Thank you so much.